what confidence we should have as we proclaim the gospel, and how we do not need to manipulate anyone, but to preach and to urge and to plead and to trust God to bring it home to the human heart. We can bring the gospel to the ear and we can go no further. But the Holy Spirit is there like a relay race, ready to take the baton to the gospel and run to this finish line in the heart of the elect and bring it on home to their hearts, and they receive Christ. It is the Holy Spirit of God who makes sinners willing in the day of His power. And just like the walls of Jericho came tumbling down, so do the walls of resistance and excuses and putting up obstacles to the gospel. No, it is God by His sovereign call who brings His elect home to the gospel. He goes on to say in verse 7, to all who are beloved of God in Rome, and he repeats it again. He underscores it and emphasizes it to the church at Rome as they are in the shadow of Caesar's palace, as they are in this intimidating, threatening situation. If there is one place on the earth that you would say that the gospel has an impossible barrier and it cannot succeed, it would be in Rome, there with the imperial might of the Roman Empire. But as the gospel was preached, even there in Rome, all the way into Caesar's household, God, by His sovereign call, brought the success of the gospel home to human hearts. This is our confidence. This is our trust that the chosen bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, the elect of God, shall be united and married to the head of the church, the Savior of sinners, the Lord of heaven and earth, the Son of God, the Son of David, the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the golden pillars that uphold our arms as we preach the gospel, that God goes before us and God is marking out hearts and God is preparing souls, and God will bring the gospel to those who are called with glorious triumph. Spurgeon gloried in this truth. I want to conclude with this quotation. He was preaching a sermon out of Matthew chapter 8, that many shall come from the north and the south and the east and the west, and many shall recline at Abraham's bosom. Spurgeon said, "Oh, I love God's shalls and wills. There is nothing comparable to them. Let a man say shall, what is it good for? I will, says man, and he never performs it. I shall, a man says, and he breaks his promise. But it is never so with God's shalls. If God says shall, it shall be. When God says will, it will be. Now, he has said many shall come. The devil says they shall not come. But they shall come. You yourselves say, we won't come. God says you shall come. Yes, there are some here, Spurgeon said, who are laughing at salvation, who scoff at Christ, who mock at the gospel. But I tell you, some of you shall come yet. What you say? Can God make me become a sinner? Make me become a Christian? I tell you, yes, for herein rests the power of the gospel. It does not ask for your consent. It gets it. It does not say, will you have it? But it makes you willing in the day of His power. Spurgeon said, if Jesus Christ were to stand on this platform tonight, what would many people do with Him? If He were to come and say, here I am, I love you, will you be saved by me? Not a one of you would consent if you were left to your own will. He Himself said, no man can come to me except for the Father who sent me draw him. Ah, we want that, and here we have it. They shall come. They shall come. You may laugh, you may despise us, But Jesus Christ shall not die for nothing. If some of you reject Him, there are some that will not. If there are some that are not saved, others shall be. Christ shall see His seed. He shall prolong His days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in His hands. And then Spurgeon said, they shall come, they shall come. And not in heaven, nor on earth, nor in hell can stop them from coming to the Savior. It is our God-given assignment and task to go to the nations, to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, to lift up His grace, to declare of His goodness in the way of salvation in God's gospel, rooted and grounded in the Old Testament. And as we preach, it is God Himself who guarantees the success of this gospel. May we have renewed confidence in this gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. May we be eager to go to our homeland, go back to our churches, go back to our cities, and may we preach the gospel knowing that God is with us as He will call out a bride for His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I can have a glorious part in bringing this message to them.